Feel like you're stumbling around in the dark when it comes to your relationship with Christ? Then I would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we go to God's Word for focus and direction. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is next. Join us. Hello. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden, located at 8650 Benson Road. We would invite you to join us as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, refers us back to God's Word once again that we might find our grounding in Christ, our encouragement, and our strength to go on day by day in Him. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Abounding Grace. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church, joined with Wes Bradenhoff today. And on this Friday session, we thought we would take up the subject of spiritual warfare. Wes, often in the life of the church, everyone is smooth sailing, everything's going along just fine, everyone thinks. We think that if the coffee is made well on Sunday and everyone's happy, that everything is all as well. But what is the real message of the Bible about the Christian church?
Well, the message is that the church is in a battle for her very life, that individual Christians, too, are in a struggle, that there is warfare going on. 1 Peter 5 tells us that our enemy, the devil, seeks to devour us, and we have an enemy who wants us dead. You know, if you want to put it in a way that sounds familiar, Satan hates you and has a terrible plan for your life.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, Wes, is that when we categorize warfare and when we think about warfare, you know, it's hard for us to get out of the sort of real physical element of that. The Bible uses language of putting on armor. But you know what? One of the things I'm struck with when the Bible talks about this warfare is that it is always primarily on a doctrinal level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physical, yes, there's physical persecution. I don't think that's something you or I have faced ever in our lives, and we praise the Lord for that. But that means the intensity of the warfare and the very seriousness of the warfare is doctrinal.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that in many shapes and forms, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
In many
yeah.
ways in the life of the church.
Yeah, that's right. Satan is the father of lies, and he tries to deceive the church through falsehood, through false doctrine. And I think we should never discount his subtlety and the ways in which he works and the ways he tries to lead us astray. He comes, as Scripture says, as an angel of light.
You know, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. He was a young pastor. When I read the pastoral epistles, Wes, I see this young pastor, Paul's concerned. You know, he starts off by saying, I don't want you to be ashamed of the testimony. He was young.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of pressure put on him in a very pagan, hostile environment in Ephesus.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, he makes this charge. I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, Timothy, I want you to wage it. Why? And he goes on to say, having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan that they may not learn to blaspheme. Now, this is not nice language in our terms, but he just posters them in Scripture for all eternity, names of people who've suffered shipwreck over doctrinal deviance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's remarkable. Throughout the New Testament, we read about these false teachers, and I sometimes wonder whether we, in today's age, we think, you know, that was something from the distant past. Today, we don't really have false teachers anymore. And we're not really faced with false teachers. You know, we can go into a Christian bookstore, and everything in the Christian bookstore, you know, it's been vetted by the publishing company. It's been vetted by the person who owns the Christian bookstore. So everything in the Christian bookstore must be okay.
Well, you know, and that I think is a good point. Just the ignorance of biblical truth, of the basic doctrines of the Christian faith, have left the devil to attack the church wide open. One of the things that I'm amazed with that the apostle leveled to the church in Corinth. Remember, Wes, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul says, look, I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, right? Another Jesus whom we've not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you've not received, or a different gospel which you've not accepted, you may well put up with it. You're putting up with a false Jesus preached. He says this to the Corinthian church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who are we to think that such could not happen today? And in fact, I think we do see it happening today. I mean, we look at the popularity of a book like The Shack. This book is filled with heresies. You know, I know this may sound shocking to some of our readers, but that book is filled with a perversion of the gospel. That is not the biblical gospel in that book. The doctrine of the Trinity that's in that book has been declared by the church over centuries ago to be heretical, and it's been revived again. It is another Jesus that's in that book. It's not the Jesus of the Bible, and yet it's a million copy bestseller, well, not both only, in Canada and the United States.
Not only that, Wes, I hear people say, it changed my life.
Who needs the Bible anymore? Right. We have The Shack.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, interestingly, in 2 Corinthians 11, Paul goes on to say, you know, for of such are false apostles, deceitful workers, and listen what they do. They transform themselves into apostles of Christ, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. That's striking to me.
Yeah.
That in Christian pulpits, Paul just said, under the inspiration of the Spirit, that you have people who are transformed as angels of light who are under direct demonic influence.
Right. Yeah. I think that's something for us to all think about very carefully. And also, you and I are pastors. That's something that also confronts us and with our ministry, that we have to be sure that what we preach is the word of God.
How would you discern that though, Wes? If this is happening and somebody could transform themselves into an angel of light, how in the world can we be discerning?
Yeah.
How do we know? How do we fight against that warfare? What's the calling that we have as Christians?
I think we have to go back to Ephesians 6. And I think Ephesians 6 is kind of the definitive chapter about waging, that's not the definitive chapter about waging the warfare, but it gives us a significant perspective on what that warfare is going to look like and what it involves. Because Ephesians 6 talks about the whole armor of God, right? Verse 14, well actually the beginning of verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And we should note that it is the whole armor of God, which is kind of interesting. It's not just the armor that comes from God. This is the armor that God himself wears in Jesus Christ. And what follows here in Ephesians 6 actually has its basis in the Old Testament, in the prophecies of Isaiah, and what Isaiah says about the Messiah himself. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Well, in Isaiah 11 verse 5, the Messiah girds his loins with truth by fearing God and walking in the power and wisdom of the Spirit. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now look at Isaiah 59 verse 17. The Lord God puts on the breastplate of righteousness to deliver his people from bondage to sin. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. There again, Isaiah 52. The Lord God himself comes with his feet shod, bearing good news of peace to those who are captivated in sin and judgment. It's an amazing thing when we think about it, that all of these things are part of, you know, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, being united to him in faith, faith that is led and shaped by the Scriptures themselves. And I think in verse 17, that all comes together when he says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit. There's one weapon that we have for this spiritual warfare that we're involved in, and it is the word of God.
And that's, you know, interestingly, those are really defensive weapons,
And there you're dealing with an offensive weapon.
It's the only one. The only weapon we have to go on the offensive is the sword of the Spirit. That's also an interesting expression, sword of the Spirit. It means that, again, it's not only the sword that proceeds from the Spirit, but it's also the sword that the Spirit uses.
That's right. And, you know, that when you're taken back to the Word, well, then again, you know you're taking back to the primary fight, which is doctrinal. And, you know, we've talked about this, Wes, time and time again. When doctrine is stripped so much of, when Christianity is stripped so much of doctrinal content, you leave yourself little with much to defend.
Exactly.
You know, we are in a defense for the truth. And Jesus said in front of Pilate, maintaining that good testimony, thy word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in a fight and a battle for the word of God, to preserve that, to fight for it, to love it. This deposit, the faith, this deposit that was handed to us, entrusted to us, as we are ambassadors of the message.
Right. And I think we have to keep emphasizing that the weapons of our warfare are strong. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. We have to keep going back to the Word of God. As pastors and as members of congregations, as Christians, we have to keep going back to the Scriptures, and that is how we wage this warfare. Not through, you know, great signs and wonders and what have you, but just simply the Word.
We're going to come back to that next week on the signs and wonders and those sort of dangerous epochs that attack the Word. And you look at every major period in church history where these things happened, the Word was cast down, something else replaced it to attack the Word. We have the conviction to preach Christ in season and out of season. You do that at the Langley Canadian Reformed Church.
That's right. People can find us in Langley on 52nd Avenue, just to the east of the airport. Our worship services are at 9:30 and 2 o'clock, and we always welcome visitors. We would love to see you there.
Well, we thank you for tuning in today on Abounding Grace. Until another edition, may the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.
Opening up the Word of God that we might let its light shine into our hearts and minds. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We know your time is valuable, and to carve out a few minutes for us means a great deal to us. We thank you for spending time with us. If you would like to contact us here at Abounding Grace, we'd love to hear from you. Your letters of encouragement, your questions, comments, prayer requests, that would mean so much to us to know that you're partnering with us in a prayerful manner such as this. Our desire is to see you grow in Christ, and that's what we've made ourselves available for. 360-318-0429 is our phone number. Again, 360-318-0429. You can also find us on the web, lindenurc.com. A lot of information there about who we are and what we believe. In fact, if you would like to join us for worship, we'll have a map there for you. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. Sunday services, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Again, the directions can be found at lindenurc.com, or give us a call, 360-318-0429. As always, it's a real privilege and a pleasure spending time with you here in God's Word, and we look forward to the next opportunity that we'll have to spend time with you once again in God's Word. Until then, God bless.